whispered conversations in overcrowded hallways.
Η Μούσα του musical.
So much to say, not just today, but always.
Μια περιπλάνηση μίμησης στην τέχνη του μουσικού θεάτρου. Κρυμμένος στις κουίντες, ο Γιάννης Φίλιας.
Oh, please, don't ever, ever make me say goodbye.
Lucy Simon, The Secret Garden, μέρος πρώτο. Άρωμα γυναίκας στο σημερινό μας musical, από όπου και να το πιάσει κανείς. Μια γυναίκα συγγραφέας, η Βρετανή νοβελίστα Frances Hodgson Burnett, κυκλοφορεί στα 1910 σε συνέχειες στο American Magazine το μυθιστόρημά της «Ο μυστικός κήπος», το οποίο έχει τέτοια απήχηση σε μικρούς και μεγάλους αναγνώστες που εκδίδεται σχεδόν αμέσως μετά την ολοκλήρωσή του. Δύο άλλες γυναίκες, η στιχουργός Μάρσα Νόρμαν και η συνθέτης Λούσι Σάιμον, συνεργάζονται στα τέλη της δεκαετίας του 80 πάνω στο project της μεταφοράς του μυστικού κήπου στη σκηνή, αυτή τη φορά σε μορφή musical. Η μουσική αυτή μεταφύτευση ενός ολόκληρου κήπου στο σανίδι και κυρίως το ξεκλείδωμα και η αποκάλυψή του έμελε να ξεκλειδώσει και για το κοινό ένα αγαπημένο έργο με σωστές ισορροπίες ανάμεσα στο μυστήριο και το δράμα. Ένα έργο που έκανε επιτυχία και στις δύο πλευρές του Ατλαντικού, έτσι ας μην χάνουμε άλλο χρόνο και ας βουτήξουμε και εμείς στα αρώματά του.
Mary Lennox, I'm your uncle's housekeeper. I suppose you'd like to know so much about where you're going.
Would I?
Well, don't you care about your new home then?
It doesn't matter whether I care or not.
not. Now, in all my years, I've never seen a child sit so still or look so old.
My honey feels it's a big old house with something wrong inside it. Spirits walk the halls and make a murmur now to hide it. What will put their souls to rest and stop their ceaseless sighing? Why do they call out children's names and speak of one who's crying?
Well, you're right not to care. Your uncle certainly isn't going to trouble himself about you.
And the master hears the whispers on the stairways dark and still. And the spirits speak of secrets in the house upon the hill.
He's a hunchback, you see, and a sour young man he was, and got no good of all his money and big place till he were married.
To my Aunt Lily.
She were a sweet, pretty thing, and he'd have walked the world over to get her a blade of grass that she wanted. When she died, it made him worse than ever.
High on the hills, it's a big old house with something wrong inside it. Someone died and someone's left alone and can't abide it. There in the house is a lonely man still wounded by the
on but heather and gorse and broom, and nothing lives on but wild ponies and sheep.
But what is that awful howling sound?
That's the wind blowing through the bushes. They call it wuthering, that sound. But look there, that tiny light far across there, that'll be the gate, it will.
And the master hears the whispers on the stairways dark and still. And the spirits speak of secrets in the house upon the hill.
Mary Lennox, this is Dr. Craven, your uncle's brother.
How do you do?
You ought to take her to her room. He doesn't want to see her.
Very good, Doctor. Here you are then, Mary. Good night.
Someone's born without you. I could have been so without you.
one crying. Who else could it be? Surely it was Mary. Why can no one see?
Lennox. My name is Martha. Get your new clothes on, lass, and run out and play. That'll give you stomach for your porridge.
But what will I have to do? Mrs. Medlock told me there's nothing out there but a big old park.
If I had a fine white horse, I'd take you for a ride today. But since I have no fine white horse inside, I'll have to stay and empty all the chamber pots and scrub the floors and such. But what's there to do on a fine white horse? It seems to me not much. If I had a wooden boat, I'd take you for a sail today. But since I have no wooden boat inside, I'll have to stay and catch and kill the mice and pluck the chickens for the cook. But what's there to do on a wooden boat but sit up straight and look? And where your boat will start to drift and float us out to sea and land us on an isle of gold. Oh dear, oh dearie me. Chambermaid, I'd take you out to play today. They say that there's a maze where once you enter, there you stay. For certain we'd get lost, and they'd come looking for our bones, and find us sometime late next week, and bring us tea and scones. But what if there's a clan of trolls a-camping neath a tree? Oh, what if there's a pirate king? Oh dear, oh dear. I'd take you out the door today. The talking birds and tales of fairies keep me scared away. And yes, I promised not to tell what else is there, although if in the maze you chance to see a garden guarded by a tree and meet a bird who speaks to me, then come and tell my fine white horse and me.
Can you find your way out yourself, then? It's down the stairs, past the ballroom, through the old...
I'll find it.
Cakes and cream, sweet plums in a jar.
And every day to my garden, this man, who might he be, came bearing baskets of roses, for he loved me.
All I own I'd give,
just a garden,
all I would
Child.
Are you going to be my father now?
I'm your guardian, though I'm a poor one for any child. I offer you my...
Is this my Aunt Lily in this picture?
Yes, it is. Where did you get her?
Is she a ghost now?
Why? Have you heard her?
I heard someone crying in the house last night, but I don't know anything about ghosts. Is my father a ghost now? Does everyone who dies become a ghost?
They're only a ghost if someone alive is still holding on to them. I offer you my deepest sympathies on your arrival.
Did my mother have any other family?
Plant a hedge, cut it back, dig a hole, try to fill it. Plant a rose, tie it back, find a mole, try to kill it. It's a maze, this garden, it's a maze of ways, and a man can spend his day. It's a maze, this garden, it's a maze of paths, but a soul can find the way. For an old man knows how a year it goes, how the cold had ground and the spring comes round, how the seeds take hold and the burns unfold, how an English garden grows.
Skip, skip the ladies to the master's gate, sip, sip the ladies on the master eight, tiptoe the chambermaid.
Come along, love, come fly away, fly along, come along, fly away home. Come along, love, you've come a long way, you've flown all the day, fly away home.
Miss a step, trip and fall, miss the path, meet the wall. Miss the way, miss a turn, getting lost is how you learn. It's a maze, this garden, it's a maze of paths meant to lead a man astray. Take a left and then turn and left again, so our soul can find the way. For an old man knows how a year it goes, how the cold earth ground in the spring comes round, how in time it shows how a garden grows, how an English garden grows. How the roses climb, how sublime the time when an English garden grows.
Morning, Ben.
Ah, back again to thee, are you?
I saw that robin again. I know where he lives, too. It's that square garden with a tall hedge all round it.
Ah, missy, that were Miss Lily's garden.
Her garden? But I want to see it. Can you show me the door?
No, I can't. When she died, your Uncle Archibald locked the door. Said no one was ever to go in that garden again. And buried the key. And now the ivy's grown up over the door, so even I don't know where it is anymore.
Maybe that's why the robin is chirping all the time. He wants someone to climb over the garden wall and work on it.
You stay away from Miss Lily's garden, or you'll like to find yourself back on boat, or worse.
Who is that boy?
That's Martha's brother Dickon, conjuring with that stick of his.
Winter's on the wing, here's a fine spring morn. Coming clean through the night, come o' me, I say. Winter's taking flight, sweeping dark cold air out to sea. Spring is born, comes a day, I say. And you'll be here to see it. Stand and breathe it all our day. Stop and feel it. and hear it spring. I say, and now the sun is climbing high, rising fast on fire, glaring down through the gloom. Gone the grey I see, the sun spells the doom of the winter's rain. Ice and chill must retire, come the May I see, and you'll be here to see it. Stand and breathe it all our days. Stoop and feel it. Stop and hear it. Spring, I say. I say, be gone, ye howling gales. Be off, ye frosty morns. All ye solid streams begin to fall. Melt ye waterfalls, part ye frozen winter walls. And now the mist is lifting high, leaving bright blue air, rolling clear across the moor, come the May I stay. The storm will soon be by, leaving clear blue sky, soon the sun will shine, come the day stay high, and you'll be here to see it. Go stand and breathe it all the day. Stoop and feel it, stop and hear it.
Hello there, Mary.
Why haven't I seen you before?
Our body has to move gentle and speak low when wild things is about. But look here, my mother sent you a penneth of seeds for your garden.
I don't have a garden. I want to go in that one, where the robin lives.
Oh, but he's making his nest, Mary. He can't afford to have you interfering if you're not friendly.
Can you tell him I'm friendly?
Be much quicker if you learn to talk to him yourself.
But what could I say that he'd understand?
Well, just tell him about yourself, and I'll translate into Yorkshire for you till you get the way of it.
I...
She...
I'm a girl.
She is a lass. Has took a greatly fancy to thee. Dost thou fear?
Thou mun not fear.
She's took thee on for lack to vex thee. Now to the sort.
Now to the sort.
She knows farewell, she mun not fret thee.
Can her show me?
Fair better to know her.
Show me the key.
Show her the key. She's a lass, and now her fright is needs a spot where she can rest in.
I'm on set where I'll not be so thinking thoughts or feel a guest in.
Now to the sort.
Now to the sort.
She'd fair be watching for the spring.
I'll not be climbing up, I'll only be calling good morning, and fellow I'll sing.
Well done, Mary.
I'll only walk around as like to see it for myself. If thou canst allow me visit, I'll speak low into thyself. Thou'll not be bothered night and day by wenches racing round. I'll but seem a silent dream, standing on the secret ground. I'd but smell the growing things, count the roses against the wall. Hear thy babes when first they peck, stretch my hands if they should fall. Or if thou likes, I'll bring thee seeds or worms all in a mound. For if thou'll have me for a friend, thou'll be the first I found. I'm a lass,
a trusty lass,
that took a greatly fancy to thee. Can other show me?
Well, dost thou know her?
Show me the key.
Show her the key. Well, I'm off then.
But where are you going?
Oh, I can't say, but I'll see thee tomorrow, sure enough. And if you need me before then, well, now that you and Robin is talking, he always knows where I am.
But can't you help me look for the key?
Oh, but that's why I'm leaving, Mary. A body can't find a thing in a crowd.
All right, then. Bye.
And you'll be
stand and breathe it all the day. Stoop and feel it, stop and hear it, spring, I
child, come in.
Thank you, sir.
Are you well? Do they take good care of you?
Yes, sir. Thank you, sir.
Is there anything you need? Would you like some toys or books? Or dolls, perhaps?
Might I?
Speak up, child.
Might I have a bit of earth, sir?
A bit of earth?
To plant seeds in. Yes, sir. A garden.
Do you care about gardens so much, then?
I didn't know about them in India. I was always ill and tired, and it was too hot. I sometimes played at...
She wants a little bit of earth.
Sticking things in the sun.
She'll plant some seeds. The seeds will grow. The flowers bloom. But is there bounty what she needs? How can she chance to love a little bit of earth? Does she not know? The earth is old and doesn't care if one small girl wants things to grow. She needs a friend. She needs a father, brother, sister, mother's arms. She needs to laugh. She needs to dance and learn to work her girlish charms. She needs a home, the only thing she really needs I cannot give. Instead she asks a bit of earth to make it live. She should have a pony, gallop across the moor. She should have a doll's house with 100 rooms per floor. Why can't she ask for a treasure? Something that money can buy that won't die. When I give her the world, she asks instead for some. She wants a little bit of earth. She'll plant some seeds. The seeds will grow. The flowers bloom. Their beauty, just the thing she needs. She'll grow to love the tender roses, lilies fair, the iris tall. And then in fall, a bit of earth will freeze and kill them all. A bit of earth, a bit of earth. A bit of earth, a bit of earth.
Close the shutters and lock the doors. Brace the windows as in it pours.
Candles only the ones you carry.
Watch now.
709 παραστάσεις έκανε στο Broadway ο μυστικός κήπος από το 1991 ως το 1993. Το show είχε ήδη δοκιμαστεί με επιτυχία στο Skidmore College 2 χρόνια πιο πριν και κατόπιν ταξίδεψε στην Αυστραλία στα μέσα της δεκαετίας του 90. Έπρεπε να περάσει το Millennium για να κατακτήσει και το West End στο Λονδίνο με αρκετές μουσικές αλλαγές, αφού οι εξελίξεις στη μουσική τεχνολογία ανάμεσα στις δύο αυτές δεκαετίες ήταν αλματώδεις. Με την ηχογράφηση του Λονδίνου θα ασχοληθούμε κυρίως στην επόμενη μας εκπομπή. Σήμερα ακούμε το πρώτο cast που ηχογράφησε το έργο, το original Broadway cast του 1991, στο δυναμικό του οποίου και η υπέροχη ενδεκάχρονη τότε, Daisy Egan, που για τον πρωταγωνιστικό ρόλο της Mary Lennox απέσπασε τόνη καλύτερης ερμηνείας ή μικρότερη ως τότε αποδέκτης μιας τέτοιας διάκρισης.
I must try to find them, beg them stop, so I can sleep. I heard someone crying. Who the, could it be? someone in this house whom no one seems to see. Someone no one seems to hear except for me. I heard someone crying. I heard someone crying.
I heard someone crying.
No, I'm not. I am Mary Lennox. Archibald Craven is my uncle.
I am Colin. Archibald Craven is my father. I see no one, and no one sees me, including my father. I am going to die.
How do you know?
Because I hear everybody whispering about it. If I live, I may be a hunchback. But I shan't live. Where did you come from?
From India. My parents died there of the cholera.
My mother died too. When I was born, that's why my father hates me.
He hates the garden, too.
What garden?
Why do you scream all the time? Do you have bad dreams? I have bad dreams in this house.
Some nights I dream that a round-shouldered man comes in my room on a beam of moonlight. He never says what he wants. He just sits with a book in his hands. And then I dreamed that the round-shouldered man takes me off on a ride through the moors by moonlight. He never says where we'll go. We just ride across the hills till dawn. And some night I'm going to ask him, is the night sky black or blue? I know the answer's in his book, although that's good and true. And once I dreamed that the round-shouldered man took my hand and we walked to a secret garden. I never knew where we were. We just sat in the cork of a broken tree. And some night I'm going to ask him how the old moon turns to new. I know the answer's in his book of all that's good and true. I'm sure the answer's in his book of all that's good and true.
Colin, I just realized we're cousins.
Mary Lennox, you
foolish
child.
I was afraid of something like this.
Now you listen to me.
I should have sent you away while there was still time.
You are never to see Colin again.
But why?
It's exactly what they deserve.
Mistress Mary, quite contrary, how does your garden grow?
Oh, it's nice, he will see the eyes of spring, give it up and out just go.
it is. There's the door. There's the door to the garden.
Before she undoes everything we have tried to do for Colin.
I can't send her away, Neville. She has no one on the earth but me.
But what are you doing, Archie?
I'm leaving, Neville. What can I do for Colin when you've made me terrified for him to look at me? What can I do for Mary if the very sight of the girl sends me in? Last night, I dreamed. I walked through the maze to Lily's garden and saw Lily and Mary standing there. Mary standing right there in Lily's garden. I turned away, I couldn't watch them. I was afraid.
Why won't he say what he wants? Why must he speak in dreams? Why can't he see what he wants? To disappear, it seems. He should send this haunted girl far away. Leave the house and lands to me.
I watched them walk around the garden. She stood tall, grown strong and bold. Then they turned and asked my pardon. I couldn't speak, my heart grown cold.
Why can't he see what he wants? He wants the past undone. Why can't he know what he wants? His losing battles won. To have ever loved her, never known how complete a loss can be. If she could disappear, he'd start again and live like other men. He could be happy. Then, if she'd disappear, he could be free, cut off from pain and loss, a bit like me.
You can't marry this Archibald. He's a gloomy, miserable cripple who hides himself away in that horrible house. He can't believe you love him, and neither can I.
No one is asking for your approval, Rose.
Lily, think about your children. Do you want your children to be crippled as well?
I will marry him.
I can arrange what he wants.
Don't do
He's
this.
Left it all to me.
Don't wed him.
Now he can have what he wants.
Don't wed
unfettered
him.
He
Don't
will
do
be.
This.
Set him free
Set
to
him
wander
free.
Through the world. Let him go his lonely way.
Then I long to join them, know the peace they feel, the journey on. Then I hope once more without them, lives wander on.
Yeah.
perhaps just till the autumn. And Mary, I'll write a note from Paris. Now, I'll go look in on Colin. Just see that you don't wake him. In 10 years, have I ever awakened the boy?
There's a man who no one sees. There's a man who lives alone. There's a heart that beats in silence for the life he...
Now let's see, Colin. When we left off last night, the hideous dragon had carried the maid to his cave by moonlight. He gnashed his teeth, breathed his fire. The heath quaked and we trembled in fear. I said,
someone must save this sweet raven-haired maiden, though surely the cost will be steep. So we lads all drew lots, our insides tied in knots, and I won, and the rest went to sleep. So I picked up my staff and I followed the trail of his smoke to the mouth of the cave. And I bid him come out, yea, forsooth I did shout, ye fool dragon, be gone or behave. And then under my breath I uttered a charm, said to make the worst fiend become kind. Knaves and knights of dire plights now diminish his sights. And it worked, and the dragon went blind. And he charged off the cliff, howling mad, and he died, and the maiden accepted my ring. And then you came along, and were brave, bold, and strong, and in thanks every night now I sing. Race you to the top of the morning, come sit on my shoulders and ride. Run and hide, I'll come and find you. Climb hills to remind you I love you, my boy, at my side. Now another foul dragon's appeared, I must leave you. He's scorching our land with his breath. From his lair this one taunts me, he dares me, he haunts me. Once again we must fight to the death. Would to God I could stay and instead slay your dragon, this beast who sits hunched on your back. Would God I could wrench him away from your bed, or cut off or tear off his terrible head. Could breathe out my fire on him till he was dead, or beg him to spare you and take me instead. As it is, I must leave you in care of my brother, the wizard who lives on the hill, who has promised his art will soon pierce through the heart of this dragon that's keeping you ill. And I know that your mother, God bless her, would want you to do as he says and grow strong. And you know that as soon as I can, I'll return. So be brave, son, and know that I long to race you to the top of the morn. Come, sit on my shoulders and ride. Run and hide, I'll come and find you. Climb hills to remind you I love you.
And why are you in such a bad temper?
The garden is dead, Dickon. It's the most forgotten place I've ever seen, with loose grey branches and dead roots and leaves all tangled up on the ground.
Now, did you take a real close look at anything? Mary, the strongest roses will fair thrive on being neglected if the soil is rich enough.
You mean it might be alive? But how can we tell?
Oh, I can tell if a thing is wick.
Wick? I've heard Ben say wick.
When a thing is wick, it has a life about it. Now, maybe not a life like you and me, but somewhere there's a single streak of green inside it. Come and let me show you what I mean. When a thing is wick, it has a light around it. Maybe not a light that you can see, but hiding down below, sparks asleep inside it, waiting for the right time to be seen. You clear away the dead parts so the tender buds can form. Loosen up the earth and let the roots get warm. Let the roots get warm. Come on, mild day. Come on, warm rays. Come on, slow talk. I'm coming up. Come on, lily, come on, Lila, come to call, calling all of us to come and see.
When a thing is wick and someone cares about it, and comes to work each day like you and me, will it grow?
It will.
Then have no doubt about it, we'll have the grandest garden ever seen. Oh, Dickon, I want it all to be wick. Would you come and look at it with me?
I'll come every day, rain or shine, if you want me. All that garden needs is for us to come wake it up.
But Dickon, what if we save the garden? Then Uncle Archie takes it back. Or Colin wants it.
What a miracle that would be, getting a poor crippled boy out to see his mother's garden. Give a living thing a little chance to grow. That's how you will know if she is wick, she'll grow. So grow to greet the morning, leave the ground below. When a thing is wick, it has a will to grow and grow.
Come a mild day, come a warm rain, come a snowdrop a-coming up.
Calling all the world to come. For somewhere there's a single streak of green below, and all through the darkest night time, it's waiting for the right time when a thing is big.
Με το original Broadway cast της πρεμιέρας του έργου στη Νέα Υόρκη το 1991, ξεκινήσαμε και εμείς σήμερα τη μουσική μας περιπλάνηση στο μυστικό κήπο της Lucy Simon. Ραντεβού την επόμενη εβδομάδα για να ξεκλειδώσουμε ακόμα περισσότερα μυστικά με τη συνέχεια του έργου και με το cast του Λονδίνου αυτή τη φορά. Προς το παρόν, από το Λευτεριλιάκο που φρόντισε τον ήχο και το Γιάννη Φίλια που κράτησε το μικρόφωνο, φίλες και φίλοι του Τρίτου, υπόκληση.